Blog Talk Radio. Are you all the way in? Ready for you. It's All the Way in Radio with your host, Deborah E. Lake. Recognize, claim, and live fully in your life through All the Way in Radio. Have complete confidence that you will succeed. Be fully invested in your life and in your happiness. All the way in radio. Change begins now.
Hello, hello, hello again. This is All the Way in Radio, where you learn how to let the words of negative people roll away like water from a duck's back. I'm Deborah E. Lake, and today I'm going to continue the conversation about what it means to live all the way in your life. Yesterday I talked about my radio program and how it got started and how I came to understand my father's advice as the foundation to living all the way in life. With me tonight is my guest, and we're going to continue that conversation. And she's going to share her wisdom about what it means to live all the way in your life. Dr. Teresa Hairston, publisher of Gospel Today, and the author of How to Pursue Your Purpose. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. I'm very happy to have you here tonight. Let's talk about the first time you first realized that you were not living all the way in your life. What was that like?
You mean I wasn't living according to my purpose?
Mm-hmm. That's another way of saying
it. There's times when you don't know what your purpose is, because a lot of times when you're not really connected to God as you should be, you just kind of like doing the best you can and making it from day to day, week to week, month to month. And there's nothing wrong with that, but what you have to do is figure out, okay, do I want to do this? Do I want to wake up in the morning and not know what I'm supposed to be doing, what I was created to do? Or do I really want to get to the point where I'm flowing in every aspect of what I'm supposed to do? And so, you kind of get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you get to a point where you want to do what you're really, really supposed to do.
And how was that for you?
At the point that I was able to just have the faith and courage to step out and do that, then that's when, you feel the click and you feel like, okay, this is it. This is it.
Mm-hmm. And what gave you that safety? What I do with my show is I give people advice and information, and that was what a guest I want to have on the show, that give advice and information about their journey, about how they recognized where they were giving away their power, where they were not living all the way in their lives, where they were living on the fringe of life. So what kind of wisdom? How did you find that safety? How did you find your way to removing the obstacles that we all put obstacles in our own way?
Facing the fear and walking past the boundary of fear.
Yes.
You know, I made excuses about why I couldn't do what I knew I was supposed to do. I tried other things that I thought would be the way to what I really thought I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I stopped making excuses, once I stopped dealing, you know, letting the fear overcome me,
mm-hmm.
I just did it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I found. Fear really stops us dead in our tracks. It really does. It makes us become paralyzed. One of the things that I had to do was face some fears when I was preparing for the marathon that I just did last year. I had fears. We all have fears, and facing those fears gives us the strength that we don't know we have, right? And as long as we're not afraid and not being afraid, we're not giving our power away to whatever
right.
it is we're afraid of. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So tell me, what motivated you? I can talk about what motivated me, but what motivated you to face your fears, face whatever fear it was? And can you identify a fear that you faced?
Well, I think I faced the fear of not having enough money. When you start a business and you're working two jobs and you have three kids and you're divorced and you're barely making ends meet, you know, it's not, like, logical to say,
mm-hmm.
well, let me start a business. And so I, you know, I was in that situation 21 years ago, and I think overcoming it was just having the faith to know that, you know what, if I'm already at the bottom, it's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is true. Because someone said to me in another show on another topic, but it's interesting how certain themes follow through just about every show that I do, and one of it is facing your fear. And he said that most of the times, a lot of the times, when we're afraid of what people will do or what might happen if we step out or do whatever it is we're afraid to do, those fears are what we are projecting onto other people. Did you find that that was the case when you were, for instance, facing the fear about not having enough money?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I had the fear because I was facing the problem of not having enough money, so it wasn't anything I was projecting. It was a fact.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that's why you have to have faith over the fact.
Yeah. Well, let's take a little short commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Isn't that John and Rachel over there?
I thought they broke up.
Broke up? When?
A while back. John looks good.
Why wouldn't he? Who told you they broke up?
Rachel did.
Well, maybe she was just talking, venting.
No, Rachel found out John had HIV, and she was going to leave him.
What? HIV?
Yeah, she was worried that she had it too, but her test came back negative. I wonder what made her change her mind. Maybe...
What?
Well, when my brother told me he had HIV,
okay.
he gave me a book. Said it would help us talk. You remember.
Okay.
The title was Your Neighbor Has AIDS.
Oh, yeah, I read that too.
And when Rachel told me about John, I asked her not to make any decisions until she'd read it.
That was smart. That book helped you and your brother.
Yeah, and what I learned helped me talk with Mom, too.
You think that made a difference for them?
I'd bet money on it, and you know I'm not a betting woman.
But you are a great sis and good friend.
Your Neighbor Has AIDS by Deborah E. Lake is available at DeborahELake.com, Amazon.com, and select bookstores.
Okay, we are back, and I'm here with my guest for tonight, Dr. Teresa Hairston. You know, one of the first things that I know about living all the way in life is we have to learn how to handle the times when we're told that, for instance, we're not good enough or that we don't belong somewhere or whatever the negative thing is, how to handle that when people that we love and respect give us that communication. We have to be more invested in knowing who we are and in our own happiness than we are in pleasing others sometimes. So what are some of the key elements that you know about that can help people live life to the fullest?
Well, I think life lived to the fullest is really finding the destiny that you were created to achieve
mm-hmm.
and the purpose that you were created to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, at least I have found that on the journey to purpose, you have to give to others, even when it doesn't make sense. You
mm-hmm.
have to do for others knowing that God is faithful, and it will come back to you. It's not always about, well, you know, I have to take care of number one. I think that's the concept that the world has promoted so much to the point that people of faith have really bought into the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's not about being super spiritual, but it's just about knowing that if what goes around comes around, like the old folks used to say.
Mm-hmm.
It really is true. If you just give to others, God will take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things that in the line of what goes around comes around, self-knowledge, when you have that, you find people who have that in themselves as well, and you'll find that you can do a lot more in the world and in your own life when you take the time to know yourself first and know who you are first. And then that is what comes back to you. That's very good. I appreciate that. So that's a good segue into your talking about your book. The title is How to Pursue Your Purpose. Tell us about it.
How to Pursue Your Purpose is 7 biblically-based principles for pursuing your purpose and
mm-hmm.
walking out destiny in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of different areas that we cover in the book, and it's very practical. It has ways to get from where you are to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Things like love, faith, humility, patience, generosity,
mm-hmm.
wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things in your life, how you exercise those things and how you grow in those areas have to do with you being successful in achieving
mm-hmm.
your purpose.
Mm-hmm. What is one key thing that you hope people get from the book?
I think people need to really focus on what's internal as opposed to what's external.
That is so true.
You know, like I said before, you know, a lot of times we judge or monitor what we think is success based on what others say and do. You know, there's so many shows on TV now, you know, these reality shows where you know, you're seeing multimillionaires or billionaires that are, you know, going back and learning even the things about their own corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're finding is that it's about the heart of the people. It's about the things that you can't, that money can't buy.
Exactly.
And that's really what success is based on. It's not what money gets you. You know, make sure that you understand that, you know, your biggest opportunity for wealth is the opportunity to sow into somebody else, to bless somebody else,
mm-hmm.
to be a part of future generations.
Mm-hmm.
That's true wealth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And when one of the things that I like to tell people and to help people find is that we're taught so often, especially as women, we're taught to not value ourselves and to not see ourselves as a blessing. And when you start treating yourself as a blessing, then you become a blessing in the lives of others. You become that blessing. And that is very key. I'm glad you brought up the blessing part, being a blessing to others. That's how we do it.
Thank
right?
you.
Yes, yes. What advice? Let's talk to the young people. What advice would you give a young man or woman sitting in front of you who is facing all the things that we all face, but with not as much experience, maybe not as much guidance, and certainly not the wisdom that comes with age?
You know, one of the things that I find interesting is that there was a school of wisdom back in biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
It was in ancient times, and young people who were like at the top of their class were picked to be a part of this school of wisdom, and
mm-hmm.
they would be tutored and mentored by people who were, you know, thought in that day to be wise, experienced, and knowledgeable.
Exactly.
One of the things that those students did was they learned to read,
mm.
And they learned wisdom from having older people around them who passed down knowledge and wisdom. I think young people, I say, you know, get with somebody who's doing what you want to do.
Mm.
Find a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor because
mm.
mentors change your perspective and they change your prosperity.
Mm.
You cannot do it all by yourself, and you know, you might have some great parents. Maybe you don't have great parents, but you can find a mentor, find somebody who you can spend time with that you can be a blessing to their life as they return the blessing to you through their wisdom.
Exactly.
And then also learn to read, you know, not just online, but go get a book, go get magazines, you know, become a student of life, become a student of business, become a student of the Bible, become a student of knowledge. And then once you learn how to apply knowledge, pray. That's the third thing. So, you know, praying and really connecting with God in prayer really will expand your horizons, and it will help to show you how to use the knowledge and wisdom that you gain.
Yes, very good advice, very good advice. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're winding down a little bit. So is there one last thing that you'd like to say about living all the way in your life, what that means to you, how it changes your life, how it empowers you?
You know, I think that, first of all, I appreciate you, Reverend Lay, for allowing me to be on the show. I think being kind, being meek and gentle, but, you know, the most important thing, and this is what I've learned in my life, is to have a passion for what you do. Don't do things and don't aspire to be something that you're really not. Be true to who you are.
Yeah.
Be all that you can be in being who you are. And love yourself. Love yourself, and then love will be drawn to you.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we've been through things, and if you're not careful, you will become somebody different because of the pressures of life. But learn to enjoy the journey. Learn to love yourself. Learn to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee, breathe the air, and look at the flowers and the trees, and say, you know what, I get to go this way one time. I might have some challenges, and there might be some tough times and things that don't go my way. But, you know, that's all part of the process. What's important is that I love myself, and I love who God made me to be.
Exactly. That is wonderful. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And much, much success.
Thank you. God bless
you. All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That's all I have for you tonight. Thanks for listening. My next show will be Friday, March 19th. So stay connected and email me or visit my website, and definitely tune in on March 19th at 5:30 Central Time. This is All the Way in Radio, and we record live and uncensored. I'm Deborah E. Lake, here to let you know that you can recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Until next time, world.
This has been All the Way in Radio. Remember, be all the way in your life. Until next time, get connected at allthewayin.org. While you're there, check out our resource section. It will help you recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Become part of All the Way In and have full access to special discounts and programs. Visit allthewayin.org for details. Take All the Way in Radio wherever you go through iTunes. Questions or comments? Ideas for future shows? Email them to info@allthewayin.org. All the Way in Radio is a production of Lake Enterprise. Audio production by Marcy Height. Creative consultation, Design House. Music by Andre Morganoff and Gautam.